The Skoog family has been dairy farming in rural Barron County since the 1880s.
When my great-great-great-grandfather came over from Norway.
That's Jill Skoog Kanitzer. Her brother is continuing the family tradition.
His farm is up on top of this hill here, and that hill is all frack sand. So he has had companies stopping and talking to him about purchasing.
A couple of years ago, frack sand mining meant nothing to this town. Now Kanitzer says most neighbors won't share opinions. That includes her brother. He had agreed to talk with me, but shortly before our appointment, he backed out. His sister struggles to sum up his view, why he would never sell to a mining company.
Money is not worth living. Well, and my brother's lived in the same place his whole life. You know, that it's not, that it's almost like not being true to your values if you sell out or, don't you think that's how he sees it?
We're sitting in her dad, Oscar Skoog's compact house, a stone's throw from the 75 milking cows and acreage he's passing on to his son. Skoog could not avoid the frack sand mining issue. He serves on the town's three-person board.
The Thompson Group came to us.
The Thompsons are another multi-generational family from Sioux Creek.
And they wanted to start sand mining. Well, our first reaction was to put in a moratorium, so they couldn't do anything.
Sioux Creek did not have a single mining ordinance on its books. The council eventually came up with a few basic protections for residents, especially for those who would live closest to a mine. Now Skoog says the pressure is building. Two mining operations want to break ground next summer.
According to this ordinance, they can only mine 12 hours a day, while the sand company keeps telling us that they have to run 24 hours a day in order to be profitable.
A furrow slices daughter Jill Skoog Kanitzer's brow. She sees the mining debate from two sides. She had been teaching in southeastern Wisconsin, but she and her husband decided to move their two young sons to Sioux Creek.
Because we wanted this quality of life.
When she became principal of the local elementary school here,
I saw the devastation that the economic realities have had on the families in this area. And so I'm thrilled to know that there are people who didn't have work who now have work. People who were really struggling to get by who now are getting by.
We hop into Kanitzer's car to view mines already operating nearby, as well as the potential sites.
From this corner on that the new mine will be, right?
Just beyond Sioux Creek, we encounter multiple mines in full operation. Trucks crisscross town roads, hauling loads of sand to processing mines or rail lines. As mining moves from one sand-rich plot to the next, workers must remediate the parcel they're leaving. Her dad, Oscar Skoog, is not convinced the land will again be fully fit for farming.
It takes a long time for it to become productive farmland. You take all the topsoil off, and you put it all back on, but guess what? You lose a bunch of it somewhere along the line.
Re-entering Sioux Creek, daughter Jill points to a range of hills slated for mining. She says a retired local doctor is a key driver in that venture. I paid a visit to Dr. Fred Bannister's hilltop home.
My neighbors, we all got together and said we will sign a contract with a potential miner, and they did all the testing, like January and February. They tested all 994 acres. We would get a royalty per tonnage of sand.
Bannister says his only concern is transportation. Sand hauling trucks tax local roads, and the risk of accidents increases with each new mine. But the retiree and colleagues have proposed a solution, a conveyor system. It would trundle compartments full of sand directly from the mine to rail lines a few miles away. As for potential health risks, Bannister dismisses them.
Air monitoring is being done along all the mines. Even our conveyor would have to have air monitoring. But there's been no evidence of anything, period.
Fellow Sioux Creek resident Tim Knutson is watching his son's football game. Knutson is satisfied with the balance local government has struck, but has concerns about the long-term effect of mining on groundwater. His family's homestead lies in the valley just below the proposed mine. No matter what, he plans to stay put.
He pulled in my yard and offered to write me a check for $15 million to walk away from it. I don't think I'd take it. And part of that is I got a 12-year-old son, and there's only one place on earth he can hunt deer where his great-grandfather did. I can't write a check to buy another place like that.
It appears the Knutsons and all Sioux Creek residents will have hands-on experience on being a frac sand mining town. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.